From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Heading into the midterm elections, there's been a spike in young people registering to vote statewide. In South Florida, teenagers and people in their 20s and 30s have organized phone banks and social media campaigns in support of both candidates for governor. First, WLRN's Jessica Bakeman takes us to a bar in Miami, where young professionals strategized how to get Democrat Andrew Gillum elected. Then reporter Katie Switalski talks with some young Republicans in Broward County who gathered on a Saturday morning for breakfast and for Ron DeSantis.
Quick show of hands. Raise your hand if you like board games.
Candidates' strategies for winning elections often revolve around constituencies, especially in a swing state like Florida. Unaffiliated voters, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. This gathering was a little different.
Raise your hand if you identify as a geek, nerd, dweeb.
Matt Mawinney organized Geeks for Gillum at Gramps, a popular bar in Wynwood. There were a dozen other events on that same night around the state, united under the Geeks for Gillum hashtag.
It has the alliteration value.
Mawinney is 33. He was wearing glasses with black frames and a piece of tape on the rim. That's not his usual look. It was a gag for the occasion. Mawinney works for Launch Code. They teach coding for free and place people in tech jobs. At the event, he highlighted Democrat Andrew Gillum's record on technology in Tallahassee, where he's mayor. The city has a 120-acre solar power farm. He asked people who care about technology and science to make short videos about why they support Gillum for governor and post them on social media.
So I think about not just the people who are here in this room, but the 10 to 20 to 30 persuadable voters in all of their social media networks.
Mawinney got the 25 people gathered in the back room at Gramps to write their priorities for a Governor Gillum on Post-its. They stuck them on the wall, and then he asked somebody to read them out loud.
These two folks just say we.
Gillum wants to legalize marijuana. Other priorities they wrote, ending Stand Your Ground, supporting public schools.
One of my favorites is put a camera on every single manatee.
Luisa Santos canceled her standing Tuesday night phone bank for Gillum for the so-called geek out. She's 28 and owns Lulu's, an ice cream shop on Biscayne Boulevard in Edgewater.
I didn't become a citizen until 2 years ago, and so I treasure and value my responsibility to be engaged.
Santos was born in Colombia.
Hi, my name is Luisa, and I live in Miami.
Her video for Gillum starts with her staring into a metal mixing bowl as nitrogen gas envelops her face. Nitrogen makes the ice cream extra smooth. Then Santos says she's excited about Gillum's stances on education and immigration. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.
And I'm Katie Switalski. There are Ron DeSantis signs taped to the windows of the GOP campaign office in Cooper City. Inside, there's a wall-sized American flag and a life-sized cutout of President Donald Trump. Across the room, a table with bagels, eggs, and pineapple juice.
Treat yourself to breakfast.
All right.
There's also coffee on the other side.
On this Saturday morning, volunteers from the Broward Young Republicans are eating before canvassing door-to-door in Hollywood. Matthew Thomas Oberle is 28. He works for the Republican Party and coordinates volunteers every weekend.
I see Ron DeSantis as being a governor for our time.
Oberle chairs the Broward Young Republicans.
I think it's really simple. He's going to protect my future.
He's most excited about DeSantis' pledge to keep taxes low.
When we have this discussion, it's important that we talk about issues that relate to young people. We thrive when we have money in our pockets.
Nicholas Preston walks into the office in a strip mall, wearing a full suit, and he heads right for the coffee. He's 18 and a senior at Cooper City High School. This will be the first time he gets to vote.
Ron DeSantis is just like a family man. He's just a nice guy.
He says he hopes to go into the military after college, and that's part of why he's here at 9 on a Saturday morning, stuffing brochures for Republican candidates.
I kind of want someone who supports the military as well. That's kind of easy choice.
Red Tide and lower taxes are the issues on his mind the most as he prepares to cast his first ballot. I'm Katie Switalski in Cooper City.
Early voting throughout South Florida began yesterday. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.